Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Dr. Pepper Inc., a major player in the beverage industry known for its wide range of popular soft drinks. We'll discuss how behavioral finance influences Dr. Pepper's decision-making, their diversity and inclusion efforts, market adaptation strategies, and how they compare to other companies in the beverage sector. Let's dive in.
Dr. Pepper operates in a highly competitive industry with numerous brands and consumer preferences. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the anchoring effect and the bandwagon effect impact their decision-making processes?
The anchoring effect, where initial information disproportionately influences decisions, can impact Dr. Pepper's pricing and marketing strategies. For instance, if initial pricing strategies are set too high or too low, subsequent decisions might be influenced by these initial anchors, affecting pricing adjustments and promotional tactics. The bandwagon effect, where individuals follow the actions of others, can also play a role in Dr. Pepper's marketing and product development. If a particular flavor or trend becomes popular, Dr. Pepper might be influenced to follow this trend to capitalize on it.
Understanding and managing these biases can help Dr. Pepper make more balanced and strategic decisions, particularly in a competitive market.
Exactly. By addressing these biases, Dr. Pepper can better align their strategies with market realities and improve their overall decision-making processes.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at Dr. Pepper. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance in this context?
DEI initiatives are crucial for fostering an inclusive and innovative work environment at Dr. Pepper. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI practices can enhance decision-making by incorporating diverse perspectives, which can lead to more innovative solutions and better understanding of consumer preferences. For investors, Dr. Pepper's commitment to DEI reflects a broader focus on corporate social responsibility, which can positively impact the company's reputation and attract ESG-focused investors. A diverse workforce can also help Dr. Pepper better connect with a diverse customer base, improving their market positioning.
Investors are increasingly valuing DEI initiatives as they recognize the positive impact on company performance and social responsibility.
Absolutely. Dr. Pepper's DEI efforts not only support their corporate values but also contribute to their overall success and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Dr. Pepper operates in a sector with rapidly changing consumer preferences and competitive dynamics. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Dr. Pepper's adaptability involves responding to changing consumer tastes, market trends, and competitive pressures. From a behavioral finance perspective, understanding consumer behavior and market dynamics is crucial for managing risks and identifying opportunities. Behavioral finance concepts like the herding effect, where individuals follow the actions of others, can influence Dr. Pepper's strategies. By analyzing industry trends and consumer preferences, Dr. Pepper can make informed decisions about new product launches, marketing campaigns, and strategic partnerships, ensuring they remain competitive in a dynamic market.
Their ability to adapt to market changes and leverage behavioral finance insights is crucial for maintaining a strong position in the beverage sector.
Exactly. Dr. Pepper's focus on adaptability and market responsiveness allows them to navigate industry challenges and capitalize on emerging opportunities effectively.
Now, let's compare Dr. Pepper to other companies in the beverage sector, such as Coca-Cola and PepsiCo. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Dr. Pepper's dynamics differ from those of Coca-Cola and PepsiCo in several ways. Dr. Pepper's focus on a diverse range of flavored beverages attracts investors who value product differentiation and niche market appeal. Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, with their extensive portfolios and global reach, appeal to investors seeking stability and broad market coverage. Dr. Pepper's behavioral finance dynamics are influenced by its specialized product offerings and brand identity. While Coca-Cola and PepsiCo emphasize scale, global presence, and broad product lines, Dr. Pepper's approach focuses on unique flavors and niche markets. This difference in strategy affects investor perceptions and market positioning.
So, Dr. Pepper's specialized product focus and unique brand identity provide a different perspective compared to the broader strategies of Coca-Cola and PepsiCo.
Exactly. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics reflect their strategic focus and market positioning, influencing how investors perceive their value and potential risks. Dr. Pepper's niche approach offers a unique perspective in the beverage sector, differentiating it from the more comprehensive strategies of Coca-Cola and PepsiCo.
To sum up, Dr. Pepper Inc.'s approach to business is shaped by key behavioral finance principles, including biases in decision-making and the impact of DDI. Their ability to adapt to market changes and differentiate themselves from competitors reflects a strategic understanding of these concepts.
That's right. By leveraging behavioral finance insights, Dr. Pepper effectively manages its market position and investor perceptions, while also addressing challenges and opportunities in a competitive industry.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Community Corner podcast. We hope you enjoyed our discussion on Dr. Pepper Inc. and how behavioral finance principles play a role in their strategy. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.